WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Winter is whipping around the corner, but we've got an antidote. Singer and guitarist Michael Cooney joins us to play a couple of novelty songs about the South Sea Islands.
I have a soft spot in my heart for old novelty songs from the 20s and 30s. Songs so bad they're good, like My Sweet Tooth Says I Wanna, But My Wisdom Tooth Says No. There seems to be an American fascination in those days for South Sea Islands songs, and this is one of my favorites. I think it comes from a time when the National Geographic was first printing photographs of South Sea Island ladies. Friend of mine had some fine photographs he took, kept them in a book, let me have a look. They were scenes of some queens down in Borneo. First I glanced, then I danced, and then I hollered, oh, I wish that I'd been born in Borneo. If half those photographs are really so, say, can't you picture me beneath a pepper tree? I'd be so peppery among those wild women. There's very little clothing worn, eo, and no tight shoes to hurt your corneo. Give a girl a ring down there when you propose, and she'll have more on her finger than she has clothes. I've been wasting half my life, I know. I wish that I'd been born in Borneo. Friend of mine showed his fine pictures to my dad, and daddy wore a smile for the longest while. Showed a few pictures to dear old Uncle Josh. Uncle winked, then he blinked, and then he hollered, gosh, I wish that I'd been born in Borneo. If half those photographs are really so, say, can't you picture me beneath a rubber tree? What a rubber neck I'd be among those wild women. There's very little clothing worn, eo, and no tight shoes to hurt your corneo. You should see the way they dress for Sunday school. You would think that they just came back from a swimming pool instead of being born in Kokomo. I wish to the Lord that I'd been born in Borneo. There are thousands of those songs, maybe hundreds. Songs like Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night, or I Want to Be There When They're Coming of Age in Samoa. I like to sing songs in groups or learn them in groups. I have four songs that name a person, a place, and a musical instrument. I have the sheet music for When Yuba Plays the Tuba Down in Cuba. I may learn that someday. I'll never learn When Veronica Plays the Harmonica on the Pier Down at Old Santa Monica. It's a good title, but a terrible song. A good song is Lena's The Queen of Palestina, just because she plays the concertina. But my all-time favorite is this one. It's not only a cute song, it's a beautiful tune. In Honolulu town, a man known miles around has turned things upside down. They call him Old Bill Bailey. Bill Bailey won his fame with his steel guitar. Ukulele is his game in that land afar. The ships way out at sea all hear his melody when old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele. Down in Honolulu they dance a hula hula. Every evening there they are, swaying while he's playing his Hawaiian guitar. Ragtime motion even has the ocean bobbing up and down. Sometimes a whale gets feeling flip, wags his tail, sinks a battleship when old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu town. Thank you. Some suffragettes went down to Honolulu town. The kumus gathered round, they tried a suffrage movement. The meetings that they had never lasted long. Old Bill Bailey broke them up when he played a song. For suffrage they don't care, there's other movements there. When old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu, they dance a hula hulu. Every evening there they are, swaying while he's playing his Hawaiian guitar. Ragtime motion even has the ocean bobbing up and down. Sometimes a whale gets feeling flip, wags his tail, sinks a battleship. When old Bill Bailey plays the ukulele down in Honolulu town.
Michael Cooney's mailing address is in Maine, but he spends most of his time on the road.